hit the airwaves at 3:13 in the afternoon on Scott and BR on the Mighty 1090. Stephen A. Smith from ESPN is going to join us right off the top of the show here, coming up in a matter of moments. Now, Billy Ray, have you heard what Magic Johnson said about the Lakers on ESPN's First Take this morning with Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless?
Yeah, it wasn't the most glowing praise, I know that.
I'm going to say this to you guys. I don't really have a tremendous amount of interest in the Lakers, or even the NBA right now, for that matter. I mean, it's the All-Star break coming up, and they've got the All-Star weekend, and the commissioner was on with David Letterman last night, and so they're ramping up the PR machine. I get it. It's cool. But when Magic Johnson, the greatest Laker of all time, goes on national TV to just rip away at his organization, that makes it somewhat more interesting.
Oh, that was shocking, right?
Let's take a listen to what Magic said so that we can kind of set this up for everybody that may have missed it before Stephen A. comes on this afternoon. Apparently, he blames all the Lakers' woes on Jim Buss. So this is Jeannie's brother and Dr. Jerry's son and the guy who, according to Magic, kind of makes all the decisions on his own.
His biggest problem is this. His father was smart enough to understand that, you know what, I can own the team, but I don't have the basketball expertise to make those decisions. So let me bring in Jerry West, one of the best, or if not the best mind in basketball, to make basketball decisions. And then he consulted guys like myself, right? Hey, what do you think about this, Magic? Right. Well, if we trade for this guy, what does that mean for our team, right? Guess what Jim's doing? Trying to do it himself, trying to prove to everybody that this was the right decision, that my dad gave me the reins, and he's not consulting anybody that can help him achieve his goals and dreams, which is to win the NBA championship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the question, and it's kind of obvious, who wouldn't want Magic Johnson as an advisor?
Well, this guy, Jim Buss.
Okay, right, but it doesn't make it makes no sense to ignore a player that had played the amount of time that Magic had and had done the things that Magic had done and led the Lakers to so many championships.
But Billy Ray, it's not about, hey, Magic, what do you think? It's about ego. I mean, that's what Magic is saying. This guy thinks he knows everything. This guy wants to handle it all on his own. This guy doesn't understand management. It's all about ego. He's making every decision on his own. By the way,
I totally get that.
By the way, I know a ton of rich guys that whether they own pro basketball teams or other big businesses, they're the richest guy in the room. Therefore, they're the smartest guy in the room. Therefore, they make unilateral decisions. And that's what Magic is saying.
Yeah.
Here, let's listen to some more.
Mm-hmm.
When you're wrong, and you got to stand up and say, I made a mistake.
Right.
He has not once said to Laker Nation, Mike Brown, I made a mistake. Coach D'Antoni, I made a mistake. Just say, hey, I made a mistake. We can understand that. Okay, we can deal with that. He always put it on somebody else. Then he's mad at me because I criticized him. Right? Oh, Magic's trying to get a job with the Lakers. Magic's trying to, you know, bring me down. No, I'm not. I'm telling the truth about the situation, trying to make us better, trying to get us to a winning situation in terms of the Lakers back to being relevant, winning again. So you get mad at me when I tell the truth. Then you're saying, oh, he's just jealous because my dad picked me over him. No. I decided to sell my shares. That was my decision. I knew I wanted to do something else. So quit blaming pointing the finger at everybody else instead of pointing the finger at yourself. Just say you made mistakes, and we can live with that.
Yeah, you tell him, Magic.
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, a lot of Laker fans can't live with that.
Mm. I love it. I love the greatest Laker of all time going on TV, on national TV. And granted, maybe it doesn't have the world's biggest audience, but so what? Just ripping away.
And it's true.
Well, listen, you can say Magic Johnson's jealous because he's not running the Lakers and my dad picked me rather than him, but hold on a second. Magic's got his fingers kind of in a little bit of everything. Got a little bit in the Dodgers. Mm. Got himself in a whole bunch of sometime movie theaters and Starbucks.
Yep.
You know that this thing that's going on up at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, this Marvel comic experience, which apparently is just an amazing show and it's killing it. Mm. I didn't realize. I'm going to go see it myself. That it's there's like WWE's involved and Disney's involved, and Magic Johnson has his hands in that. Magic Johnson pretty much is running the world, is the way it goes.
Wow.
Yeah, just so you know.
Did not know that.
No, it's true. In fact, Magic Johnson should go over and like deal with these ISIS guys. Go calm them down. Chill them brothers out.
You know? We have another basketball player that's trying to do stuff like that.
Yeah, no. But come on.
Out.
I mean, Magic Johnson versus Dennis Rodman. I mean, Magic Johnson's the man.
Yeah.
Magic will just go open some movie theaters and some Starbucks and bring the Marvel comic experience.
That'll just chill everybody out.
Just everybody stop, man. Chill out.
Did you hear him ripping on Kanye, too?
Magic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As part of this morning thing?
This was yesterday. He was, in fact, we ran out of time, but it was part of the rest of the stories because Kanye mouthed off and at the Grammys, and he was just like, just shut your mouth. You're just looking like a fool.
I went back and watched all that last night, just so you know, because I didn't see it happen because I fell asleep. So I went back last night and watched it where Kanye walks up when this guy Beck is getting this award, and he gets up to the stage and then he's like, nah, I'm not going to do it. Okay, and he walks back down to his seat. And then I went and I watched it online on E! Where he goes off afterwards, how you got to respect artistry. Beck should just go give his trophy to Beyonce. Like, well, what about like the other people that were up for the album of the year? Why does he have to give it to Beyonce? Well, what about the other people?
You know what they also showed online too today? You can see Jay-Z. They have showed Jay-Z's face as he's going to do that, and Jay-Z does not look happy. He's not like, yay, stand up for my wife.
I had people that were texting me yesterday. They're like, I know the music business. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I don't. I don't know the music business. I don't care about the music business. But I can tell when a guy's a jerk off, and to me, Kanye West is that. I saw one of the late night comedians had a funny line. I think it might have been Seth Meyers. He goes, well, you know what they say? Opinions are like Kanye's, and everybody's got one. Yeah. I thought that was a pretty good line.
Very funny.
No, I didn't hear the Magic Johnson rip job on Kanye. But Magic's pretty much running the world. I don't know why he thinks or why Jim Buss would be, you know, kind of mad at Magic. But Magic is just, he's just ripping everything. Then Magic goes on about Kobe Bryant's contract and about how Jim Buss screwed that all up. Listen to this.
Kobe didn't ask for that money.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not Kobe's fault. Remember, Jeannie and Jim brought that contract to him and extended that contract because that's been the Laker way. They always say to their superstars, we're going to take care of you. And they took care of Kobe. Now, you know Kobe wasn't going to turn that $48 million down. And so, but Jim didn't give him a reason to. There was no plan in place to say, okay, Kobe, if you take less, I can sign so-and-so. There was no plan. And so Kobe said, well, okay, let me take this contract because we're not going to be good. And this is still about Jim Buss. This is still about Jim Buss. If Jim would say, okay, Mitch, you run the show, I think it'd be a lot better for the Lakers too.
Because so do I.
Mitch Kupchak knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
He's great. He's great.
Steven,
he's smart.
Yes, he does.
He's hardworking. He's at every practice. And so I think that, and the fans would feel good about it as well.
All right, Magic going off. Stephen A. Smith should join us here shortly. I don't know what his deal is. I mean, we made this whole plan for 3:15, and I don't know. He'll be
blowing you off, huh?
I don't know if he's blowing us off. He said he had a Sports Center hit, and I'm just watching Sports Center now, and they're just now into some NBA stuff. Mm-hmm. So for all I know, maybe they're running late or something like that. I don't know. Let's turn our attention.
Taboo.
What?
Taboo.
What you talking about, man?
Taboo.
Oh,
taboo.
Okay.
You have to capitulate.
I don't have to capitulate. I didn't know we were capitulating.
You have to capitulate.
Capitulate.
I will capitulate. If I knew what capitulation meant, I would do it. Taboo. All right, so Stephen A. will be here shortly. Want to bring it home back to the Padres.
Bring it at home.
You know, want to bring it home and back
Absolutely.
To the Padres. From the Lakers and their... Let the Lakers suffer.
Right.
Okay? They had their championships. Uh-huh. They had their greatness. They've got their banners raised at Staples Center.
It is our turn.
It is the Padres' turn.
Yes.
Did you hear the move the Padres just made today?
Tell me.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. But you expected it, didn't you?
Expected it. I want to start off with this. I want.
Don't ever do that again.
Yeah, come
Linda.
On, Linda.
That wasn't.
Don't tease me.
Like, you know, you just
that
like,
was
no.
Terrible.
Don't tease me, Linda.
Because they've been doing so much. So what are they doing now?
Well, here's. Terrible. Listen, I want to talk to AJ Preller for a second. AJ, listen to me. Everything you've done so far has been masterful. And here's how masterful it's been. Billy Ray, last night, mm-hmm. when I got home, my son was sitting in the family room. I was going to work on dinner for the family because, yeah. you know, I'm the cook in my house.
You're the chef, man.
Yeah, I am the chef in my house.
That's exactly right.
Linda, are you the chef in your house?
Yeah, if you can call it that.
I mean, do you provide the meals or does Austin do the cooking?
I am the main. Yeah.
Billy Ray, how about you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know my situation.
Yeah.
If the cat doesn't fix it, then I have to.
Yeah.
You know, because Kimberly's at work.
Oh.
She works at night.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Billy Ray just sits there with his can of Hormel chili in
possibly,
front of the TV.
Yes. Maybe a bowl of Cheerios, something
mm-hmm.
good.
Eating uh-huh. it cold.
Yeah. See, in my house, if I want it, a certain way, mm-hmm. I have to do it all.
Mm-hmm. I love that, though. So, that's good. Good
so,
for you.
So I have to feed everybody in the family.
Boy.
You want a man that cooks.
Well, mm-hmm. I want to eat a certain way, and I want to watch what I eat.
Yeah.
So
you're taking responsibility.
So I'm going to do all
I
the,
respect that.
I'll do all the shopping and I'll
it.
Do all the cooking.
Damn, you do all the shopping too?
Oh hell yeah!
Oh
wow, your stock just went way up. Look at you, that's awesome.
You know, let me grab your ass finally or no?
That no, definitely not.
Oh,
but
well,
I admire that. I love it.
Billy Ray's just shaking
you
his head.
You had everybody. You had everybody in the palm of your hand.
Well, she's my stock went up. I mean,
well, I realized that it didn't go up that high.
Though. Oh, not that high.
No.
Oh.
But that's great. I do all the shopping, all the cooking. But we have definitely compartmentalized our roles for sure.
Okay.
There's no overlap.
Well, anyway.
So you do the cooking.
So last night, so here I am. I'm in the kitchen, right? And I'm preparing the
You
dinner.
Wearing an apron? Or what
no,
are you doing?
No, I'm not.
One
I
of
don't.
Those poofy little hats?
No, I don't wear anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't. But I do have one apron that's really inappropriate and X-rated. That's pretty funny, I think. You know, it's like where you reach down and like you like pull into the zipper and then you yank it out and like, you know, you catch people off guard with it because then it's just hanging there. It's pretty funny. I like it because it actually says on one side, it says his and it's like a little tiny like wiener. And then you pull it up and it says hers. And it's like this little black yarn, you know, and then it says mine, you know, in the middle. And it's funny. I like it. Kids love it.
Sure they do.
Kids, oh, yeah.
Kids think, good for family barbecues.
Kids think it's funny.
That's good stuff.
Right. His, hers and mine. I wasn't wearing the apron last night, but I was preparing the meal.
Of course,
you know,
yeah.
And I was trying to make a healthy dinner for the kids last night,
good
you know, see
you.
If they could appreciate that, mm-hmm. right? So I was trying to to copy like what Chipotle does with their bowls, right? So I cut up all this lettuce and I had made all these like organic pinto beans,
wow.
you know, and then I was grilling outside my pollo asada and I was chopping my avocados,
come on,
man,
dude.
And
wow.
I'm putting together my whole thing, right? And in the background, my son has on the television, and it's tuned to the MLB Network. Now, I couldn't tell you what channel the MLB Network is at my house, but I know we've got it, but I never watch it. Billy Ray, wall to wall, hours upon hours of Padres talk on the MLB Network.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's pretty much all they're talking about. And they had on, you know, lots of different correspondents. We got this guy in L.A., and we got this guy in this town, and we got this guy over here. And the whole conversation is, are the Padres going to win the NL West? Are the Padres going to win the National League?
Look at the Padres.
Will the Padres possibly make it to the World Series?
Yeah.
Are the Padres the team to beat? How do the Dodgers play into all this? What about the Giants? Mm. Where do the Padres fall? I mean, Arizona and Colorado don't even exist anymore.
Wow.
San Francisco, the world champs. L.A., the big payroll, and the all of a sudden newfound Padres. In fact, one of the guys made a comment like, it's so interesting to see what the Padres have done. They've become relevant again. Like, hey, there's a team in San Diego. They got uniforms and everything. They were talking about the Padres wall to wall. I swear to you, if this TV with MLB Network was on for an hour, they were talking about the Padres nonstop. The Padres have become the most interesting team in Major League Baseball in one off season.
And you just hope that they learn the lesson. I mean, when they get active, when they bring in players, I mean, think of the amount of coverage that you've seen over the Padres and how much more, I mean, the season tickets, all the different, you know, the ball caps and jerseys and all that. I mean, they're going to sell a ton of stuff.
It's going to be an amazing
year.
It's
going to be unbelievable.
It's going to be an incredible baseball season. Mm. But to that end, let me finish this thought on A.J. Preller, and then we'll hit this break, and hopefully we'll get to Stephen A. Smith. Mm. Hey, A.J., look, it's all been really sexy, man, right? Matt Kemp, Justin Upton, the Will Myers deal, the Middlebrook stuff, I mean, the new catcher. It's all great. It's all good, right? Dude, you got to pull the final piece of the puzzle. You got to get this Cuban kid, this Johan Moncada guy. They say this guy's, because I was like doing research online last night, the predictions are this guy might be better than Puig. Now, granted, he's an infielder, but like every scout you read is like, this guy can hit anywhere, anytime. How exciting would it be to have the next Puig here in San Diego?
That'd be great. It would be absolutely phenomenal. I'm with you, Scotty.
Alex, it'd be great. We could go down and interview him. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd ask a question in English. You'd interpret it into Spanish.
Yep. I got to brush up on my Cuban, but I should be good.
Well, I mean, how different is the Mexican Cuban from the Cuban Cuban?
They speak a lot faster than we do. A lot faster. And sometimes it's difficult to understand, but I'll get it.
All right.
We just have to speed things up.
Okay, we'll do it. Hey, AJ, come on, man. Before spring training happens, sign this kid. Sign him and get him in and play him at shortstop, and then we'll figure out the whole first base. I want a whole facelift. The only guy left would be Jed Jerko, and he'll be great as like a number 7 or 8 hitter. Yeah, when he doesn't have to hit number 3 or 4 in the lineup. Man, exciting times with the Padres.
Man.
Just shocked.
Are you kidding?
At the coverage on the MLB Network. Mm-hmm. The Padres didn't exist a year ago to the MLB Network.
Now they're the only team in the league.
Right, exactly.
They're it.
3:30 in the afternoon. Linda will get us caught up to speed. Stephen A. Smith from ESPN on the way. It's Scott and BR.
San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
This is the home of the Padres.
He's got another one. Oh, it's even longer than the other one before. Long gone in the second deck in left field. Boy, the ball jumps off this kid's back.
San Diego's Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey! All y'all girls standing together like that. I can't take it.
Hey! 3:39, Scott BR on the Mighty 1090. Trying to figure this out. Ken Rosenthal from Fox Sports, he's one of their baseball insiders, has been sending out tweets about this situation with the Padres and this Johan Moncada guy. And he writes this in a tweet. He says, difficult to rule out the Padres on anything, but team faces a very steep challenge on Moncada. Penalty for signing him must be paid in lump sum. Ooh. So then his next tweet was, the penalty to sign this kid will be a 100% tax on contract. So meaning a $40 million deal would require a $40 million outlay in cash, I suppose, to Major League Baseball. Can the Padres produce that much money in a single payment? That's the question that Ken Rosenthal is asking. And then I tried to tweet back to him something like, hey, come on the radio and explain it. But for some reason, my Twitter is like saying retry or go to drafts. And I don't even know where drafts are. Where are drafts, Alex?
So you got to hold, you know, the little composition button on the top right? Hold it down.
Yeah. Okay. And then when I go to tweet, why is it not tweeting?
Because you should be going to your drafts on that.
We're sorry. We weren't able to send your tweet. Would you like to retry or save this tweet in drafts? I want to retry. And again. And again. And again. Sometimes I hate this stuff. Does anybody know how to use this?
Give it to Alex. He'll fix it.
Alex, can you
He's
know how to fix this?
He's very good at this stuff.
Failed to tweet.
He's our tech guy.
Yeah. Mm. I'll fix it for you.
Yeah. All right, we'll forget
I can just
it.
Call Ken.
Call him.
Oh, that's a great idea, Alex. Yes.
It's a much better idea.
Well, now he's going old school. Now
much
he's going old
idea.
School
yep.
on him.
I'll do it.
Sticking in our face.
You got his number?
Just call him.
I do, yes.
Call him. Call Ken Rosenthal. I don't know anything about
him. He just let you go on and on
yeah,
and on.
Help me out. I mean, send
on,
me a life preserver.
Like,
why
look
don't
at
you?
That old guy.
Well, I'm just
do
answering
stuff.
His questions, BR. When he asks me questions, I provide answers.
But only when he asks the questions.
And then I made a suggestion because his question was.
I see.
I could have made a better suggestion.
I see Stephen A. was just on TV on ESPN, so what I'm guessing is that we should hear from Stephen A. Smith in a matter of moments. In the meantime, hold on a second. For whatever reason, every time we're talking Padres now, the phones are just going nuts. Here's Paul in San Diego checking in on the Scott and BR show on the Mighty 1090. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just want to talk about the pressure Buddy Black's under now. Uh-huh. He's dealt a great hand, and he's going to be all in, and the pressure of winning the division and going further, and hopefully he won't get burned on the river with injuries to the arms that he's bringing in. And I'll take your comments offline. Thank you.
All right, here's my comment. If everybody on the Padres gets hurt this year like they always get hurt, fire Buddy Black immediately. He's the problem.
Not the trainer, the manager.
Not the strength and conditioning coach.
The manager.
Yeah, not the grounds crew guy. Not the general manager who went out and spent all this money and got all these bodies.
Right.
The common denominator will be Buddy Black.
Mm.
There would be some sort of jinx or curse around the man that anybody who plays for him gets hurt. So all I'm saying to you is this.
Mm-hmm.
I get where you're going. Yes, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Buddy Black. A lot. I've heard for years players say, what a great manager, and man, I love playing for the guy. Yeah, but your team stunk, and he was just sort of holding it all together.
Yeah, think of the reverse. I mean, listen, Buddy Black, it's like Christmas morning, and he just unwrapped every single present under the tree, and he's got a real baseball team that he can go out on the field with. This is a dream. And if he listen, I have total confidence in Buddy Black that he knows exactly what to do with these guys.
And if he doesn't, he's going to have to get fired. I mean, let me tell you something. I don't think anybody's going to sit around and go, he's such a great guy, and he really doesn't have any players, and everybody's always hurt. I don't think it's going to happen like that.
Mm-mm. They got the players.
Yeah, they went out and got the players, and they expect to contend, not for the division. They expect to be a World Series contender this year, and if they're not, he's going to get fired. There's a lot of pressure, but I'll bet your buddy's sitting around going, hey, bring it.
Absolutely.
This is what I've wanted. I remember last year Darren grilling Buddy Black about, does he want to come back and be the manager? And he goes, hey, yeah, Darren, yeah, I want to be the manager. And Darren goes, of the Padres? And he goes, hey, I've seen it this far.
Wow.
Buddy knew that AJ was going to go out and make not necessarily all these kinds of moves, but he was going to make a lot of aggressive moves. And he wants to see it through. Hey, here's Friar Blue checking in on Scott and BR at 3:44 in the afternoon on the Mighty 1090. What's up, Friar Blue?
What is going on in San Diego? What is going on with the Propellerhead?
Blowing up.
He's just going crazy. He's just looking at his iPod or something like that. He's just looking at it, and he's like, ooh, I like this guy, Yon Rincada. Ooh, I like this guy. I like them all. Bring them all to the Padres. And he's going to bring them to the Padres, and they're going to get a World Series, and San Diego's going to be embracing this guy. He's probably going to be on every billboard on the freeway. How crazy.
How crazy is it what's going on already? I mean, they haven't played one game, and we're already like, we all have that sort of Kansas City euphoria. That small market, we don't matter, we don't count, we don't spend money, we suck, we have no chance before spring training. It's a whole new world, dude.
Yep. Turn it around, man.
I know every year I've been having bad dreams, and this is a good dream that I'm having now, and it's become reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Like, this is pretty much dreams that I've had for so many years, and then it just all comes true all in one year. Like, these players are, like, amazing. Every single player on that outfield is sick. The pitching rotation is rad. The one problem I have in the pitching rotation is we don't have a left-hander.
That's a good point.
Mm.
Yeah. I like
it,
though.
They'll probably get one tonight.
Yeah, right.
And we won't have any problems.
Yeah, I like it, though. I like it. Hey, this outfield is sick.
Mm-hmm.
This pitching staff is rad.
That's right.
That's it. Not bad. Good job, dude. All right, thank you, Friar Blue.
Sick and rad.
That's right. It sure was.
Yep.
3:45 in the afternoon. Is our boy Stephen A. going to shine us today? Okay, stand by. Also coming up, have you heard about this? And this was one of these stories. Ed Sable, the guy who created NFL Films, died at like 89 years old. Was he 89? Was that how old he was? We're going to talk to Scott Graham, voice of NFL Films, about that a little bit later on. And later today, we expect to talk to Malik Pope from San Diego State's basketball team in advance of the huge game coming up Wednesday night against Wyoming. Everybody stay right where you are. This is the Scott and BR Show.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
We're San Diego's home team.
Oh, don't play dumb. We're better at it than you.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
.351 at Scott and BR on the Mighty 1090. Weird thing going on here in town today, and this is like breaking news as we speak. Can't confirm it for you. I can just tell you what's going on Twitter. Marcella Lee from the local CBS affiliate here in town is reporting, and this is on her Twitter feed. She says, "We are about to go live with what we know about our friend and coworker Kyle Kraska, and there's a report. CBS News 8 has confirmed that Kyle Kraska," this is the sports director at Channel 8, right, "has been shot at his home." Let's see here. This person says, "Breaking news, CBS 8 sports director Kyle Kraska has been the victim of a shooting at his home."
Yeah, Nick Canepa said something about it, and Dan Patrick mentioned it.
Dan Patrick?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dan Patrick.
Tweeted it out.
What is Dan Patrick's connection?
I don't know.
Wow. Don't know anything yet. Literally don't know a thing yet. But Kyle Kraska, you know, he's the longtime Channel 8 TV sports personality who, you know, local news / Charger games, you know, the post-game show. Man, this could be a terrible story. Let's see, ABC 10 now reporting, CBS 8 reporting their sports director, Kyle Kraska, has been shot at his home. Oh, my goodness.
An executive producer from KTLA in Los Angeles tweeted a picture of a Mercedes with the back of the window shot out in front of a driveway.
Yeah, I'm just seeing this also.
Oh, my
God. God, this is horrible.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You know what? You never know what goes on in people's real lives. You don't know who they have relationships with. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors with those relationships. You just never know what is going on in somebody's life.
And to your point, maybe he didn't have anything going on.
Yeah, it could be just a random.
Oh, totally.
It could be anything. We don't know anything at this point.
Right, and you know what? You don't know if it was a girlfriend. You don't know if it was, you know, an angry viewer. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, at this point, we know zero. Other than what is being reported, sports anchor shot outside his Scripps Ranch home. This is Fox 5 reporting this right now. And Alex, you said KTLA has a picture?
Yeah.
I don't have that. I got
CBS 8 is live streaming a helicopter shot from his home.
No way. Are they like on live? Can we possibly bring up the audio?
I don't know if there's any audio.
No, okay, so it's not like
it's just
a live stream. Really?
Of a helicopter, yeah.
I've got it down here, Billy. I've got it on this TV right here. They're still in Dr. Phil.
This is online, CBS8.com.
Yeah, I'm going to it right now. Live stream, Scripps Ranch shooting, CBS News' 8, Kyle Kraska taken to hospital. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Wow.
Dude. I mean, everybody knows, you know, that me and Kyle are not exactly the world's best friends, but still, who cares? I mean, you don't want to see a guy get hurt or killed.
Not.
I mean, They've got a live stream on their website, CBS8.com, of his Scripps Ranch neighborhood. I wonder, is there anybody in our listening audience that lives nearby over in Scripps Ranch? And give us a little update as to what's going on. I see there's, you know, fire trucks in the road, and there's a bunch of people congregating in the middle of the street. San Diego police is there.
You've got a big fire truck there?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Dude.
Doesn't our boss live there?
Which one? We got like eight
Glick.
Of them now. Oh, Glick lives in Scripps Ranch?
I believe he does.
Yeah. Man, they got like all the EMT equipment in the middle of the road. Cops are everywhere interviewing people on the streets. Why don't we like dispatch somebody there?
Well, it said, I guess.
Who do we dispatch? Do we have anybody here who can go over there to Kyle's neighborhood? Not that I know where it is.
Scripps Ranch?
The person online that says he knows where he lives.
Yeah, but you take a call. You ever watch CNN? They're like, let's take this call from John who says he went to high school with the shooter. Uh-huh. And they're like, so you knew this guy? And like, no, not really. I didn't really know him. You know,
just wanted to hear my voice on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like a nice house. Looks like a nice neighborhood.
It does say being transported for treatment.
Nice Mercedes out in front of the house, two-door Mercedes. And door is open in this car, and I mean, I can't. Oh, wow, there you go. Okay, there's a good shot right there.
The back window
shot out. The back window is shot out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it looks like he was just trying to pull into his driveway and then just stopped. And yeah, it was just,
or back out like he's going
out
to work.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't know what time this guy goes on the air, but man,
boy, that's terrible.
Shooting of a local sports television anchor, Kyle Kraska. That is just bizarre.
All right. I've got a queasy feeling. That's so sad and tragic.
God, I just called Carlo Cicchetto, who's like the main Channel 8 news anchor, and they're like buddies, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I'm really sorry if, you know, this is like a bad time, because I feel for you, but it's a news story. So as a newsman, you can
understand that, sure.
You know, trying to get a hold of Carlo to see if he can come on the air and tell us what's going on over there. Anybody got John Howard's number? The other sports anchor over
Channel
8?
I just emailed him.
You emailed John Howard. You don't have his number, huh?
That I do not.
Somebody here must have it, because he's come in and done the show before. He's come in and filled in when one of us was out. The guy was out, and Billy Ray was working with John Howard at one time. Somebody here has got to have his phone number. Somebody here has got to be able
you
to tell
have
us something.
Shannon Handy's number? She's the one reporting from the hospital for CBS.
Who's Shannon Handy?
She
no
works
idea.
For CBS 8.
Who's the anchor there, the female anchor?
Barbara Lee Edwards?
Barbara Lee Edwards, right.
I like her.
I like her, too.
Man, the back window of his Mercedes, I assume it's his Mercedes. Sorry, Billy Ray.
Not as good as Kimberly.
Right,
I know,
of course.
I'm sorry.
We're not allowed to like other female anchors.
She's okay.
What are you guys talking about?
Right, of course. We got the look.
what are you talking about? Right.
Your silence said it all to the listeners. We got
really?
It. Right.
It was deafening.
Oh, my God. There's like glass all over the road from like the shot out back window. And these are like, and this is a nice looking neighborhood here in Scripps Ranch. These are nice looking
nice
homes.
Nice cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did they say which hospital was he taken to?
Did they say that, Al? Scripps Ranch shooting, CBS 8's Kyle Kraska taken to the hospital. Chopper 8 is overhead of a shooting in the Scripps Ranch area Tuesday afternoon. CBS 8 sports director Kyle Kraska has been shot. He's being transported to a local hospital for treatment. This is a breaking news alert. Refresh this page, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Man, oh, man. That is just... That is really weird.
Neighbors saying they heard at least 10 shots.
No way.
10
oh
shots.
My God.
You're kidding. Oh, man. Where are you reading all this, by the way, Alex?
He's refreshing, I think.
Just refresh Twitter.
Dude, how do you follow all these people?
He's good.
I know, you're
good
so
at
good
it.
At Twitter.
He's
I'm
really
so bad
good
at Twitter.
Finding his way.
You know, you're on your phone. It's a lot easier on a desktop, to be honest.
It is, huh? Wow, this is really weird. Man, Kyle Kraska shot, and just the report, by the way, Alex, was from who that they heard multiple shots?
People from CBS 8 are tweeting this. People on the scenes.
Are they just coming on? They're getting done with Dr. Phil.
How he's being treated, Scripps La Jolla, for a gunshot wound. Rector.
Well, at least he's being treated.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
at least
what
that's,
I said, too.
You know, maybe
yeah.
you know, whoever shot at him. You know, maybe they just got him in the shoulder or something, you know?
But if it's coming in from the back, that's...
Well, you know, you'd be really lucky that you can get whacked in the back of the head,
I know.
Who the hell wants to shoot him?
No idea.
You know, like is it some freaked out girlfriend or... Now they're going into Judge Judy? Are you people serious? You guys are going into Judge Judy from Dr. Phil? Get your news team on the air. Your sports director's been shot. Come on, they can't break into Judge Judy? Is there any live local news on right now? I hope the other news channels beat them to the story.
Fox 5.
They're on live right now?
They're on live right now.
Can you go to it or not?
Word is this afternoon that he has been shot.
Yes, and we are understanding from several witnesses there on the ground that there were a number of shots at his car, which is there at the bottom of the driveway. Kraska has since been rushed to the hospital with what are being described as life-threatening injuries. This is on the 12,000 block of Avondale Court in Scripps Ranch. It's near Angelique Street. We have a crew at the scene right now. We're trying to get as much information as we can right now, and we will go to them live as soon as possible. But again, Channel 8 sports anchor and sports director Kyle Kraska has been shot several times and is now been taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries.
Okay,
at this point,
so
we are not
getting... Just real quick. By the way, totally embarrassing from a news standpoint that Channel 8 is in Judge Judy and the other TV channels are reporting on the competition's guy.
It's not good.
I did just get a text from somebody inside Channel 8 that said they can't go on the air, but off the record, he was alive on transport, which you just heard the Fox 5 guy, who I don't know who's on Fox 5 right now because I got to turn the channels because none of the TVs work in the studio. I've only been asking the general manager to give me new TVs in the studio, but... dude, this is insane.
Channel 6 also.
Well, Judge Judy's on twice. We can change one of those, the top one.
Yeah. Well, Billy Ray turned that one to Judge Judy. All right, let us hit this quick break. Let's get an update, and then we'll come back and we'll follow this breaking news story. Kyle Kraska, Channel 8 sports anchor and sports director, shot outside of his home. Witnesses say they heard about 10 shots. He was alive upon transport to Scripps, La Jolla, and we'll have more information about Kyle Kraska and what's going on with this story as we speak. This is a breaking news story. More coming back on Scott and BR.
San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.